just like Israel could not fight one day without the United States, and that's literally true, I'm sorry to say. Hezbollah and Hamas could not fight a day without Iran and other support. This costs money. This is big weapons. This is a political issue. This is not a terrorist issue. Netanyahu's absolute devastating mistake, which he writes about in 1996 in his book, Fighting Terrorism, it's the whole explanation of why he's so messed up in his head. He says, because we have Hamas and Hezbollah, and they are supported by Syria, by Iraq, by Iran, by Sudan, by Libya, we have to overthrow all the governments that support these. I'm not making this up. This is in print. Then he explains it to the U.S. Congress in 2000. He explains this. I know this because I study this for a living. He explains this to the American Congress. You overthrow Saddam, it'll be beautiful. Look what'll happen in Iran next door. The plan was 7 wars in 5 years. This is all well documented. The problem is not Hamas and Hezbollah. Why? Because if you make an agreement with Iran, if you make an agreement with the Arab countries, they will be disarmed and dismembered as part of the agreement. This is so obvious. This is an excuse. This is not a reality. This is an excuse of Netanyahu, who has been the biggest disaster in Israel's history by far.